is an extract from the Nature podcast. For the full show, go to nature.com/nature/podcast.
It was only last week on the podcast that we brought you a segment about a robotic chemist, a machine that could learn and automatically carry out tens of experiments a day in the quest for new reactions. This was a new study, but the idea of automatic machines is not a particularly new one. This week, in Nature's Books and Arts section, there's an essay on humanity's relationship with these automata throughout history. I went up to the University of Cambridge to meet one of the two authors, Kanta Dihal. She explained to me just how long automatic machines have been a part of human culture.
Automata are actually thousands of years old. So they were both being actually built by engineers, and there were lots of stories about fantastical automata created by the gods that could do even more amazing things than these engineers could. So in the Iliad, which was written roughly 800 BC, Homer describes ideas of the god Hephaestus making robot women, but also automatic tripods to help him in his forge.
Do you personally, when you look back at, I guess, all these descriptions, do you have a favourite example of one?
So one I really like is Talos. This was a fictional one. Talos was basically, I would say, the first killer robot. And he was a bronze man-shaped robot that could move by itself and walked around the island of Crete, where he would throw boulders at invaders. But the cool thing is that he had limited intelligence, and he was very much programmed to stay around Crete.
Is this him on the screen here?
Yes, that's Talos.
He's very human, though. He's very, you know, if you hadn't told me this context, looking at these, I would think these were meant to be statues of normal people. I wouldn't have necessarily thought of an automaton.
Yes, so he looks very human-like, and the only thing that really distinguishes him is that he's made of bronze.
So far for historical automata, we've mostly spoken about myths of automata. What examples are there of these actually being realised and machines being built?
So in antiquity, you had a lot of machines that worked on steam and water power. So you had in the Middle Ages a lot of automata that were particularly used in court to entertain people. I think one of the more brilliant examples that I've heard of recently is of someone who made an automaton in the shape of a rabbit. This was the 15th century, 16th, I think. A rabbit that could fart fire.
Okay. And what function could that possibly have?
Clearly they were used, on the one hand, to impress people, to show off technical ingenuity, but on the other hand, to show off wealth and power.
So the idea of automata and actual realizations of automata have been around hundreds, thousands of years.
Yes.
Have our feelings around them changed in that time? Surely the myths surrounding them have evolved.
Well, perhaps not so much as you might think. It wasn't until quite a lot later that the fears that are now more common in our stories around AI and robots, you know, killer robots, AI taking over the world, that really began to come into general discourse.
You know, whenever we make a video about robots, someone in the comment section on YouTube will immediately mention Terminator and this threat of the robots becoming too powerful, too intelligent. Mm-hmm. Is that a modern idea?
The idea that robots might become more intelligent than us and that they might therefore try to overthrow us is actually also an idea that has been popping back up throughout the centuries. There was a story of Daedalus. So Daedalus was a legendary inventor, and he was also said to have made automata, which had a will of their own and kept running away. So you had to sort of nail them down if you wanted to keep them under control.
And I suppose now we are starting to realise maybe a lot of the myths that we've created about automata. We're making things which previously were just in stories. Has that itself changed how how we view them?
Well, I would say that the stories have changed the way we view science. Because we've had such a long tradition of telling stories about automata, about robots, about what they could do, that has really influenced our hopes and expectations of real robots. You've mentioned the Terminator. The Terminator is probably the biggest distracting factor for everyone because, one, it's very much something that we're not trying to do. Two, the stuff that we are doing is nowhere near. But I think the third reason why the Terminator distracts us is perhaps the most important one, is that if it goes badly wrong, it will not go badly wrong according to the plot of the Terminator. We aren't building humanoid killer robots, but right now we are deploying autonomous weapons. We are deploying swarms of killer drones, and we are deploying machine learning systems in politically sensitive areas. It is not going to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's going to look more like a flying fidget spinner.
That was Kanta Dehal of the University of Cambridge. There are many, many more examples of automata throughout the ages. To learn more about them and what they tell us about our relationship with these machines today, check out Kanta's essay, Ancient Dreams of Intelligent Machines, 3,000 Years of Robots. Find that at nature.com/news.